U.S. and China's growing tensions. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the wake of the U.S. military's takedown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast earlier this month, Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with his Chinese counterpart in Germany Saturday. In an interview airing on ABC's This Week, Secretary Blinken discusses why the meeting was vital.
It was important for me to underscore the importance of having open lines of communication between us in continuing to engage in direct diplomacy. We have a responsibility to manage the relationship responsibly. I think the world expects that of us. It's also in our interest.
China claiming the balloon was a weather research aircraft and that it had veered off course. Meanwhile, North Korea firing two short-range ballistic missiles Monday, its second weapons test in 3 days. Japan saying the missiles landed in the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. North Korea issuing a threat to take unprecedented action in response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. Police are looking for three men in connection with the two Memphis nightclub shootings, which killed one person and injured 10 others. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
Officers came across one male victim. He was located and pronounced dead at the second scene. Three other victims at that scene were rushed to get medical treatment for gunshot wounds. This is still a developing story, so there's no word on what led to these shootings and no word yet on whether the shooter or shooters were known to the victims. Police are asking the public to help them get in contact with those three individuals who they're calling persons of interest so they can try to get more information.
Flooding and landslides from heavy rains killing at least 36 people in Brazil's North Sao Paulo state. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
UN advisors on human rights are scheduled to meet in Geneva today. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more.
The Human Rights Council Advisory Committee acts as a think tank, looking for problems and trying to find solutions. They've been concerned about how innovations to protect the climate might affect human rights and about the issue of racial justice. But they're also now looking into how neurotechnology might affect human rights, connecting the brain to digital networks and assessing worries over fast-moving military technology. Reports on all these will go up the UN organization chain later this year.
Parents of young children have another reason to be worried. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
Veronica Gill and her 11-year-old son Ryan were at a neighborhood Super Bowl party last week. When they got back home, she noticed her son was acting very strangely. He started zoning out at first, then his body began to shake. Ryan was rushed by ambulance to the ER. A CAT scan ruled out a brain tumor, but a urine test showed elevated levels of THC in the child's system. It turns out that the boy had ingested cannabis-laced gummy bears that he mistook for candy at the party. The number of calls to poison control centers over kids ingesting cannabis candies has skyrocketed in recent years. Veronica Gill is angry at the manufacturers who package these things that look like real candy, and she wants it to stop. Meanwhile, Ryan is okay now.
The German anti-war drama All Quiet on the Western Front, taking home Best Picture, along with six other trophies, at the British Academy Film Awards. Here's Austin Butler, who won Best Actor for his performance in the film Elvis.
I cannot thank you guys enough for your love and for sharing with me who Elvis truly was. I hope I've made you proud. This means the world to me.
Sound courtesy of BritBox. Elvis winning 4 BAFTA Awards. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.